Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another encore presentation of The Dick Staub Show, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers about their life, work, and personal journey. Today, we continue our conversation with Dallas Willard, author of In Search of Guidance. Our guest is Dallas Willard. His book is In Search of Guidance, Developing a Conversational Relationship with God. Just before the break, Joyce had been asking a question about how to develop this type of relationship with God in which God can really speak to her and give her guidance. And Dr. Willard, you said that you have found that when people ask for this and make a place for it in their life, it happens. Now, what do you mean by that?
Rarely ever fails. I think sometimes God is saying to them, make the decision on your own. That's a part of growing up. But normally, if you have something that's heavy on your heart, and you ask God specifically, and may I stress that first, ask specifically. Speak to God as you would speak to another person from whom you desired something. Make your communications clear. Now, after you've done that, then listen. You don't have a conversational relationship with people by walking up to them, asking a question, and then disappearing before they answer. You wait to hear their answer. Now, practically speaking, what that means is take time to sit silently and wait for God to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be useful to have a little notebook that you write down your request and the thoughts that come to you, and keep remembering now that God is not going to blow your ears off with his answer for the most part. And the reason for that is it is a personal relationship. So a personal relationship is one where both sides are reaching out to the other.
Mm-hmm.
We have developed, you know, in psychology, the concept of active listening, where you intently pay attention. You're not sitting there trying to think of what you're going to say next. You really do listen.
Yeah.
Go out to the person. Now go out to God in the same way. Ask him for guidance, as James tells us. We quoted the verse earlier, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and so forth. Make the specific request and then give time. Not just on one day. Normally, I will set a week. If I am burdened about something, I will set a week for guidance to come to me. Now, I know that it will not always come, and usually it will not only come just through my thoughts, but my thoughts will be given direction. Others will speak with me about this. Circumstances enter into it. But none of those things take the place of the still small voice in our heart, which we learn to recognize as from God.
Now,
it will come.
Now, what about the whole idea of fleeces or signs or, you know, setting some sort of test? You know, we had a really interesting case here this week where a woman had kidnapped a child. You may have read about it in the newspaper.
Yeah. Huh.
And she went to pray, and she went to a Catholic priest to make confession, and she felt so guilty about not being honest. And while she was praying, the electricity went out in the church, and it became dark, and she became convinced that this was God's way of telling her she needed to give this baby back, and she left the baby in the church.
Mm.
Now, I read that story, and I say, that's happenstance, that circumstance. I'm not going to ask God to turn on lights, turn off lights, and do things like that. What part does that whole idea of signs and fleeces, you know, putting something,
yes,
what part does that play?
One of the things let me state it this way. It never takes the place, number one, of understanding what the Scripture teaches, and number two, of the individualized voice of God in our hearts. It never takes the place of that because, as I say in the book, fleeces, you never know what they mean apart from the teaching of the Scripture and God's Word to you. So, for example, people often talk about closed doors and open doors.
Yes.
Well, you see, just the fact that the door is open, that you don't know who opened it. And just the fact that it's closed, you don't know who closed it.
Yeah.
sometimes you need to kick the closed door open, and sometimes you need to not go through the open door.
Yes.
So in the book, I discuss the three signs, as they're often called, or the three guides.
Yeah.
And they won't help you unless you have settled in your heart this project of learning how to hear from God and recognize His voice.
Boy, but how often people go through a process, they believe that they've heard God's direction, they go through that door, they knock the door down, they get in the situation, it gets difficult, let's say in a new job, or they relocate, and the geography, the friendship, whatever it is,
right.
And they begin questioning, and they want verification. I mean,
you're on to a really big problem.
But what right do we have to expect verification that we are, in fact, doing what we think God told us to do?
But if we genuinely don't know, then we have the right of any child to ask their parents for help.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the simple, straightforward response to that from the scriptural picture of God, the Good Shepherd, all of the figures of God's relationship to us. So we have the right to ask, but we don't have the right to say, this is getting tough, must not be God's will.
Yes.
I mean, think of what Jesus would have done facing the cross.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say, you know, a sign of your will is it's going to be easy.
Yes. Yeah. That is so important. I've seen that in so many other people and, frankly, in my own life as well. It's one of those lessons we have to learn. John in Great Lakes. Good afternoon, John. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was wanted to relate an experience and ask a question about that today.
Okay. Dallas, can you hear John okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead, John.
All right, good. About 8 years ago, I had been seeking the will of the Lord in my life, and I remember praying about it fervently on a regular basis, and to the point of anguish and tears on occasion. And at one point, I heard the still small voice. It was unlike anything I'd experienced before. It certainly didn't, as your guest said, blow my ears off. But he told me that he would speak to me through the circumstances of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, I've operated on that principle and trusted him to do just that. Now I'm looking at a career change, and I'm considering going into the ministry, and it seems like that's not something I should just move right into under the same kind of premise. I particularly want his Lord's guidance on that, and that's what I'm trying to seek an answer to.
John, let me ask you, how have you felt it has gone well with the understanding his guidance in the way the voice said to you?
Yes, it has, generally. I think I can understand why he didn't reveal some things to me, because some of the
sure.
stuff that happened later wasn't really great, and yet some was really outstanding,
uh-huh.
you know, life's ups and downs.
Uh-huh. Well, I think generally what you have found is a good working way of getting along with God's will, but I would encourage you, you have had the experience of individual guidance, and in this case, as is often the case, it was actually guidance about guidance.
Yes.
You were being taught about guidance in terms that you could understand and apply. Now, it may be, especially if you're thinking of going into the ministry, it may be that there is now, that now is the time when you need to seek guidance about guidance again. Hmm. Go back to the Lord and ask Him to show you more of what you feel like you need at this time.
Yeah, it strikes me, and that if in fact God's guidance grows out of our conversational relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
that it would be unlikely that God would give me kind of a set of instructions for understanding His guidance that would be pre-printed and last the rest of my life.
That's right.
Not natural in relationship,
no.
Because things change in relationship, and there may be some situations where God doesn't want circumstances to direct, but in fact wants that ongoing relationship with Him to be an important part of the process.
Absolutely right. Now,
yeah.
Let me just say this, and you test it against your life and experience, because you know what it's been, and of course I don't. The way God relates to us in terms of guidance is tied, among other things, to what we're ready to receive. And that's one reason why you see many spectacular cases. I mean, Moses was probably in a pretty bad state of mind that day, and the still small voice would never have gotten through to him. But a burning bush, that's something else. And so what God does is He meets us where He can and and leads us on. And I would imagine that you have been moving on now and that you're ready for another step in your ministry or in your life. And I would go back now and ask the Lord for further teaching about guidance.
Okay.
And I would ask him to use this choice that you're facing as a case for the teaching.
That's a good word. We need to take another break quickly here. When we're talking with Dallas Willard, In Search of Guidance is the book, Developing a Conversational Relationship with God. Do you want better direction and guidance from God in this coming year? Is that something that you feel is so important in your life? And I hope it is, because if it is, that's what we're talking about. We're trying to get some solid help in that area of our life.
Join us next time as we continue our conversation with Dallas Willard, author of In Search of Guidance. Thank you for listening to The Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's K-I-N-D-L-I-N-G-S. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.